Join us. Enjoy, everyone.
First I was afraid, I was petrified, kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights feeling sorry for myself, and I used to cry. Now I hold my head up high and you see me with someone new. I'm not that chained up little person still in love with you, and you thought you'd just drop by. You'd expect me to be free. Now I'm saving all my loving for someone who's loving me. Today's gonna be the day, and they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have saw how many lines that you got it. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the weather's on the street and the fire. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Hey, hey. Oh, no, not I will survive. Oh, good long as I learn how to love, I know I'll stay alive. I got all my life to live. I got all my love to give, and I'll survive. I will survive.
Yeah, yeah, that was Carl Wachner, I Will Survive, Wonderwall. And that was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shakhla, my brother from Gwaishkina, BC. And for everyone that doesn't know him out there, he's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the forest fires of a few years ago, and the big flood of a few years ago. And just an amazing survivalist, inspiration to myself and many people that know his story. And just a blessing to have him come on our program every week. And as much as we can get him on, we'll have him. And so thank you for joining us, Shkwaisht. How are you doing?
Yeah. Doing pretty good. Doing all right. Not bad out today.
Yeah. How is your exams going and stuff?
I just had foot care today.
Okay.
And my next treatment appointment is end of the month.
Okay.
Yeah, so my schwacht is all right, my feet.
That's great. Okay, so we have a subject today, and it's on the sands of time. And would love to hear your perspective on sands of time and what time means to you and all that stuff.
When I seen the subject, I thought about it, and I just remembered what our uncles and our granny and grandpa all said about life. You know, that's what the sands of time is, life. And, we don't have time to waste feeling sorry for ourselves, and mourning those that have passed on. I classify that myself. I classify that as selfishness. Mm. We don't have time to be selfish. We've got to be out there learning and passing on the knowledge that we learn. Mm. So, because it's the sands of time, we could fall off the shelf and break, and that's it. The sand's all gone instantly. A car accident, that's all a real bad case of cancer or something like that.
Yeah, Humpty Dumpty.
Act of the creator, lightning hits you. I go along with what the old ones said. Don't be selfish. Get out there and learn and pass on what you learn.
Mm.
So that's what I think of the sands of time.
Mm.
Because of what has all happened to me, I could be still lamenting and saying, "Oh, woe is me." But no, I want to get better and get out there and be physically productive again instead of just intellectually productive.
That's so beautiful and wonderful, because we know you're still recovering. There's a lot of steps that you have to make. When you were recovering from Guillain-Barré syndrome, I remember the times, like they said that you were going to have to learn how to walk and talk and eat and do everything all over, just like a little baby. And you basically had a second life coming back. Yeah. So it's just an amazing event that you went through and survived, and here you are talking in a positive way, and just continuing to inspire a lot of people. Just lots of appreciation for you and spending your time live to come on and share with us your perspectives. It's just an awesome honor. So thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. And thank you guys for having me on.
Mm. Yes, so we're looking forward to hearing from you again. I really appreciated your song. I couldn't believe the kazoo. That really brought joy to me, and I'm sure many others. So looking forward to hearing from you again very soon, and thank you for joining us. So have a great week and weekend, and we'll say bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Shkwait Shakhlach from Gwaishkina, BC, and we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my God, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Hmm, are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back. That was Gwaish Shachlach from Gwaish Kana, BC. And so we're going to move on with our program. We're going to get to our next co-host coming up, which is Lady Fahima, the sister of Madam Ottawa, Councillor Fari. And we're going to play her a song first from Tuber. And the name of the song is called Firebird. So we're going to... we're going to go on a trip. We're going to go down in a flame of glory, and then we're going to rise up from the ashes. So here's Tuber, Firebird. Enjoy, everyone. track. That was the song from Tuber called Free Firebird. And I chose that one because sometimes we go through difficulties. We go through trials and tribulations. Sometimes it's like entrapment. We get bullied, whatever. And we go down. We go down in a flame of glory. But then we come back like a rising phoenix. And we come back better, stronger. And I picked this from the inspiration of Lady Fima, which we have on the line with us right now. We also have the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. We're first going to go to Lady Fima and pick her brain on the sands of time and her perspective on what time means to her. So would you please do that for us, Lady Fima?
My greeting to you, dear Chief, for what a wonderful, amazing job you do, not only for the country, for the world, for the universe, because the respected listeners not only cross the country, but also internationally they are listening to the free voices that the leadership is coming from you. And I'm very privileged to be in that sheep as a servant of mankind. I always say that. I am the servant of mankind. No matter where I am, what I do, I am the student of mankind. Absolutely. And the title of your subject for today for the radio station is amazing. Sounds like a theater to me, a big movie, a big documentary. is beautiful. And basically, the time is very precious. As you mentioned, when the time is coming, you know, when we leave this journey, you know, our journey at this Mother Earth, the time doesn't tell us, oh, I haven't finished this, or I finished my soup, my drink, or my driving, and so on. When the time ever comes, the time comes. The precious of the time, that is something that I have been inspired. I always inspired by your vision and your very deep knowledge that you have about the politics, society, and basically all nation. However, the time is very precious, that I'm in my very little action that I have on this corner, and I practice it with myself and acknowledging the time that I spent as a nationwide. As you know, at the radio station, we are very different, and this is the beauty and significance of this station. And we are background, the culture, the belief is very, very far, but we have one purpose, connecting all of us together as one family, as a one circle, that we are the believer of the peace, we are the believer of the justice, and we are the believer the human being deserves to live happily. And we are born, as Dr. Farhang Holakui, the therapist, the psychologist in LA, from California, Los Angeles, he always say that, you know, the human being is born not to be suffered, not to cry, not to be sad. We are born to be happy. And these are the very strong sources that we have to focus on, that one. And this seminar on the radio station, that I call it seminar because there is some teaching behind it, that it lifts us, it lives it with us to think about it and to see and judge it with our own skill. The best what we can do to focus with our own version, with ourselves, with our own soul, and bring the talent and practice the talent you know, and then after the practicing and bringing it on the, you know, on the field, just engaging it and shifting it to the neighborhood, to the society. And I do know that is the vocabulary that I use is very powerful and is a, such a privilege that I am practicing it that way, because it's all going to my powerful words, my words, as I heard from the audience and respected the listeners and friends and so on, is just because I am the believer of the justice. And I'm not alone in that category. There is a huge example that we have, like Omid Jalili as an artist, actor in Hollywood, and a stand-up comedian from UK. Dr. Akhavan from Canada and practicing in Europe and from UK at the present. And international, Dr. Akhavan, international lawyer of the United Nations. And George Clooney is also, with his talent and the art, you know, in the and acting, he somehow married with some unique lady, Amal Clooney, and they made the foundation about the justice, about the humanitarian, to be treated equally and with the justice. So, however, our time is very precious, is a golden time when it has been given each one of you. You have a golden time. The golden time is the present, is tomorrow. The action, we walk with the positivity and we make differences for the humanity. No matter how hard sometimes it gets in our path, but however, the strength is coming from the higher above. And I do know that I do have a mission to follow a legacy of Counselor Fairy. So I do so, and I continue to do so.
Beautiful and wonderful. And
I thank you, your wonderful listener, the amazing team that they bring the best and extreme talent that they have to the field. And they already, this station, made huge differences in the society, in the universe. And I'm so proud of it, just to be a part of this unique, wonderful team. Thank you very much for having me. All my love and respect and greeting to each one of you across the country, outside of the country, at the reservation, and my special love to the landowner of the country, Aboriginal people, Indigenous people. Beautiful. Thank you very much for having me.
Wonderful words, as usual, powerful, and such a blessing for my ears and everybody all over the world. Thank you so much. We're going to have to say bye for now. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you kindly. Yeah. Bye for now.
Yeah, bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
So
bye-bye.
Next we have Celia. What is your perspectives on time?
Well, speaking of time, we're getting into home stretch here.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Finish the show up. Some many interesting and important points raised. There could be several shows on this. I think the biggest one is just, and especially for the students out there, you're young and it can feel like you have endless amounts of time in your life in terms of your lifetime. Just, I think the whole point is just make a choice on what's most important to put your energy towards in this earthly life that we're having. I think that is where purpose comes from, when we really start to consider how we're going to serve in the world. And I love so much of the many different things that were brought up today.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Good show.
Thank you for your perspective. That's pretty important and something that the students here need to hear, and people all over the world And yeah, so thank you so much for joining us and giving us your perspective.
Yes, any age can take time for granted. Any age can, but I think, at least when I look back when I was young, sometimes that idea of more like that we have some kind of timeline here that we don't know when our time will come and go here on Earth. But yeah, that's why I focused in on that. Thank you so much, and thank you to everyone out there, the listeners, and I hope your time is spent in a beautiful way serving.
Yes, beautiful, wonderful. Have a great week and weekend. Lots of love to you and your family, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
Yeah,
my pleasure.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
All right, that was Lady Fahima and the president of Minnetonka Pork Association. So thank you all for joining us. We're going to end our program with some Ben Woods and his song Tarantula. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Bye for now, everyone. Enjoy. It's also dedicated to Shere Khan and Baloo.